Welcome to the Chad Taylor Radio Show. Here's Chad Taylor.
Well, here's a man who needs no introduction. I think everybody's familiar with Bob Eubanks. The thing that I discovered after doing a little research, Bob, is the career you had before the Newlywed Game. What an amazing run you had at radio, being a concert promoter, and just all the things that you did leading up to the Newlywed Game.
Well, I've been very, very fortunate. There's no doubt about that. I went from radio to game shows, concerts. I've just had a wonderful career, and I'm so blessed. I can't even tell you. I'm so grateful.
You were on the radio in Los Angeles, and you were working with the heavyweights at the time in radio.
Yeah, sometimes you're judged by the people you run with. I was there with Casey Kasem out of Detroit and Dick Biondi from Chicago, Wink Martindale out of Memphis, and then this little twerp Bob Eubanks out of Oxnard, California.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're working in radio. You see the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and you see that there's an opening for another arena, and that's concert promotion, rock and roll concert promotion. And you go into that field, and you work with some pretty big acts.
Yeah, I was fortunate. The Beatles 64 was the first concert I ever produced. That was at the Hollywood Bowl. And then that whole English migration came about. I did the Stones for 2 years, Dave Clark 5, Herman and the Hermits, The Who, you name it. And I was very fortunate to me, the concert business, I'm very unmechanical. I can't draw, I can't sing, but it's my way of being creative. I really enjoyed it that way.
My wife would flip out to know you worked with Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow and Elton John are my two least favorite people to work with, but that's okay.
Can you give us just a small story why? Were they just hard to work with?
Yeah, well, you know, Anaheim Convention Center, 8,000 kids in the convention center, and Barry made me remove 316 of them who were seated behind the stage so he could make a 10-second walk to the stage.
Oh, no.
And to this day, when Barry walks on the stage, the stage crew guys have to turn their back and not look at him. He's a marvelous performer, but I just had trouble with those two acts. They were just not fun for me, that's all.
You know who did that to me one time? I was standing in a hallway talking to the Little Rascals. Leslie Gore was getting ready to enter the venue, and they said everybody needed to go inside their dressing rooms. And the guys from Little Rascals said, well, we're not going to do that. I don't care who's walking in. It was pretty funny, though, that somebody would ask somebody to do that.
Well, you know, I had thousands of people at Las Vegas Convention Center, and the guy comes to me and he says, Elton won't go on stage if he can see a policeman in a uniform. So I went to the Las Vegas police guys. I said, will you please kind of disappear until I get this guy on stage? Got him on stage, but when he came off the stage, I had 8 uniforms waiting for him at the bottom of the steps. So it was just, you know, stuff like that. You know?
So you go from concert promotion to the first public relations firm to represent rock and roll acts, and then you worked with my all-time favorite band, the Beach Boys.
Oh, I worked with the Beach Boys for years when I first started in the early 60s at the L.A. station, KRLA. The Beach Boys and I, we would do, high schools every weekend and all of that. And so, yeah, I worked with them for years. They were fun.
We go from the public relations side to working in management. If I remember reading correctly, you were working with Dolly Parton and Barbara Mandrell. And again, this is all leading up to the Newlywed Game.
Well, not necessarily. Newlywed Game started in 1966. And I got into country music in 72. I signed Merle Haggard to an exclusive contract. I managed Dolly Parton for a couple of years, Barbara Mandrell. But that was while the Newlywed Game was still on the air. But Newlywed Game only took 35 days a year, so I was able to do other things while I was doing the show.
I read a stat, Bob, that you hosted 11 different game shows for all three of the major networks, plus syndication.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I think Newlywed Game and Card Sharks are the two most famous or most popular, but I did 11 different shows. And I've just been so blessed. And what I want to do now with the rest of my career is I want to help people. And I found a way to do it. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, tell us about that, Bob.
Okay, I have a friend named Dan Metcalf, and Dan has coached 36 professional soccer players that are currently playing. He's trained them. And he noticed that I was walking bent over, and I was scooting along, and I couldn't get up out of a chair. And he said, "You're having mobility issues, aren't you?" And I said, "Boy, am I ever." He said, "Well, come over to my house and work out." And during the next month, we started working out, and Dan invented what we call the 60-up balance board. And I can look anybody in the eye. I'll take a lie detector test. I don't care. It changed my life in 3 weeks. I was an avid golfer. I can now swing the golf club again. I now walk upright. I can go up and down stairs. I can shoot hoops with my son. It changed me, man. And it's wonderful. And I just want everybody who's having balance issues or mobility issues, go to 60UP. That's the number 60, the word up.com, and just take a look at it. There's over 100 exercises you could do. You can work on it while you're watching television, for crying out loud. But it'll change your world. It'll change the way you move. And you won't be walking and scooting anymore like I was. It's wonderful. It really is.
Perfect time for the holidays, too. This is something you could give to a family member or friend. It could change their lives.
It will change your life. And, you know, I'm very, very careful about anything that I put my name on. And boy, do I. I mean, this was invented for me. We had no idea he was going to take it commercially. And when you have a product, you go out and find a host for it. But this was invented for me, and I just want to share it with everybody else because I'm telling you, it'll change your world. It'll to the better. I've had both hips replaced, extensive back surgery. I was in the rodeo world for a long time. And this changed me. That's all I can tell you.
What's amazing about this is, again, you mentioned this started out just for you, and now you've taken this thing worldwide to share with others.
I'm so thrilled. We get so many letters. People say, "Oh, my God, this is wonderful. Oh, it's changed me so much." It's so easy to do. There's 100 exercises you can do on this balance board. You can do your arms. Like I say, I couldn't pick up my grandkids. Boy, I can now. It's just amazing. I'm just thrilled. That's all I can tell you.
Bob, what's the website again if folks want to get more details?
60, the number 60up.com. Take a look. And then when you get the board, you can go on in the morning, and there's an exercise program that will lead you through the exercises, the beginners, the intermediate, and the others, if you will. Forgive me for being so excited about it, but I'm just so thrilled.
Is there a way for fans to keep up to speed with you, with what you got going on today? Do you have a website? Are you on social media?
Yeah, I think so. I'm computer illiterate. I just want you to know that. And
it's like my dad.
I think I have a website. I think it's BobEubanks.com. But, you know, we have a live game show that we travel around the country called Hollywood's Greatest Game Shows. And then I put together a show called Backstage with the Beatles. I tell never-before-heard stories that lead up to music, and I have a Beatle band on stage with me. You know, if you rest, you rust.
Right.
And I'm not about to slow down. I'm just having a good time, and I want to help people, too.
A pleasure to have you on, and I'm so glad I got the chance to discover so much more about you. What a rich history you have.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show. I'm so appreciative.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Taylor Radio. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.